Okay, let's get started. Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. We welcome all of you. Today is Tuesday, October 21st, 2025, and this is the City Council Study Meeting for the City of South Jordan. My name is Dawn Ramsey, and I have the privilege of serving as Mayor of the City of South Jordan with this outstanding City Council seated here with me. Appreciate all of you, and I will welcome Mr. McGuire very soon. He's stuck in a little bit of traffic, and he's almost here, so... we also welcome our staff. We appreciate all of our department leads and our senior administrative staff that are here. We welcome presenters, any members of the public here right now, or who will watch this later. We welcome all of you. We are going to open tonight with an invocation by our Director of Planning and Economic Development, Mr. Brian Price.
Kind and gracious Father in heaven, we're thankful for the opportunities that we have in this beautiful city and in this beautiful state and country. I ask thee to help us to keep those things in mind that are of the most worth to those that reside and do business here. We ask thee to help us and have thy spirit help us to make great decisions that will be of great importance. And we say these things humbly in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mr. Priest. All right, coordination. Anybody have anything you want to go over?
So I got a call from a resident that was concerned because he had been in a social media page with the Speaker of the House. And the Speaker of the House said they were going to raise tax on gasoline
refineries
that's exported from Utah. They've been given an exemption, I guess. And so he said they're going to raise that. And then that would help Utahns by lowering the gas tax. So they would raise the tax on gas that's going out of the state, lower the tax on gas being consumed in the state. But his concern was our BNC red funds as a result of that whole thing. So
I saw that social media post by the speaker as well.
Oh.
And there isn't, BNC road funds haven't been discussed with us. It hasn't come to LPC. It hasn't, so that conversation hasn't been had yet. It's a good question. Right now it sounded like the speaker was saying, that they wanted to fill that finance gap and help bring down the cost of gas here so that the burden doesn't fall on us as users and more on the export of it. That's as far as has been explored, I think.
How much do we export gas in this state? Does anybody know?
I think our refineries put out a lot. Sinclair has a refinery here.
That's kind of why it's amazing that our prices generally run higher since we make
not
it.
Not everybody else.
Yeah, and I think that's something they're looking to try to fix because we continue to have among the highest fuel prices.
Yeah.
And they want to bring that down. So I think the answer is we don't know that yet, but thanks for bringing that up, and we'll make sure that that's on our radar to work on, but we haven't heard yet. It's not far enough down the road with that yet to know. Because if it were to impact the BNC road funds, there would, of course, be a big outcry by cities, so we'll be working on that as a league, but I don't think that conversation is starting yet. So, but yeah, it's a thought process for question. Yeah. So, anybody have anything else to coordinate? No? Okay. Okay, let's move on to item D then. We'll just review our regular council meeting really quickly. We'll have the executive director of the Mosquito Abatement District here to talk about their proposed tax increase, which we appreciate. We've been notified about that a couple of times. It was like 99 cents a year.
Now it's 77 cents for the average household.
Okay, so they're coming in to talk about that. We appreciate that.
Well, they
that.
Have to.
Yes, they're required to, and so we'll hear about that today.
No,
and
only the county can get on base with them.
It's a right. It's a little more than the county's proposed. Yeah. Yeah. And then we've got an HOA representative coming to talk to the city. My understanding is that they've got a pocket park that their HOA takes care of that they're having a hard time taking care of. They went through the legal process to see if it could be determined. All the analysis was done. Should the city take it over? And it came back no. And so now the process would be that they come and make an appeal to us. But Jeremy Nielsen has worked on that, and he'll present that to us in the next meeting. And then the representative from the HOA will be here to talk about it.
Can you remind us which HOA that is?
It's the Village at High Ridge, which is north of Paradigm High School, just east of the district.
Mobetta's. South of Mobetta's.
South of Mobetta's and the, yeah.
There was a strip of land that was left to develop.
Oh, is it in the middle of the street?
867. It sits back one.
Is this my district?
So behind Harmon's?
No.
Yeah. East of Harmon's? McGuire. Just south of Mobetta's, but north of Paradigm? South. There's a neighborhood in there.
Hmm.
And they have a tiny little pocket park. I've been there. I've been to a neighborhood barbecue in that cul-de-sac before.
That's my neighbor. That's my district.
Yeah. So.
So is Jason.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, it's south of 114th. It's me.
Yeah, right.
But how far east do you go now? You used to go all the way east, but you don't anymore.
I go to about 27.
Mm-hmm. And the whole entire west side?
Right. Remember when I was kicking and screaming? Where's our map guy?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
I kept writing inversions, and I'm like, I don't like any of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a third, a fourth of
it. Yeah, I know.
I know, I know, I know.
Yeah.
But yeah, a third of the city's my district now.
Okay. So they're going to come in to talk about that. We'll have Jeremy is prepared to walk us through the process and what staff's done, and then they're coming in to appeal it because it was denied. It was turned down by staff. So
I'm sorry for McGuire.
So,
did they talk to the school about turning it over to the school instead of turning it over to the city?
I guess we'll find that out today. I don't know. We'll be able to ask the applicant that today. So
who takes care of the water retention there on the corner of 3600 West?
We do. That's the city. 118th South, yeah. Okay, and then we have a resolution to authorize the mayor to sign a franchise agreement with XO Communication Services, and that's, I think, reasonably standard, something we continue to do.
Yeah, they've had that agreement for a number of years. They're agreement expired earlier this year. They failed to timely renew that. So because of their failure to renew it in a timely manner, they have to start the process over. Had they just said, hey, we'd like to renew it, it would have been an administrative thing. They missed that window. So they have to come back through the whole process. So it's just,
they've had a franchise agreement since 2001.
Yeah.
So it's just, they've operated here for a long time. This is just making their agreement.
Yeah, I think it's Mr. Ting that's presenting that one to us. Yeah. And then we have a couple of public hearings. We'll have one on adopting an amended and updated stormwater facilities plan. We will have one on changes that have been proposed and considered regarding our preschools ordinance. And then also the South Jordan fee schedule. So, and I think we think Fred Philpott will probably be here for that as well. So just the things we've been working on and discussing at length. Anyway, coming to this meeting. So
when did this get put up?
It's new.
It looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Like when did we become so fancy in here?
Mel took care of that.
That's beautiful.
It looks great.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Yeah. It's good. This is a formal meeting. It's a good backdrop.
Yeah,
it's good.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. Okay, so that's our regular meeting. That's what we have tonight for our regular meeting. All right, item E for this meeting, we have a discussion. We have Horizon Fieldstone Homes. I think I didn't realize Horizon was at the start of that name. I think I've only ever said Fieldstone Homes.
Horizon's the name of the development.
Okay, the Horizon development with Fieldstone Homes. I'm like, when did that become your name? Okay, great. Anyway, we're going to turn to our Director of Economic Development and Planning, Mr. Brian Priest, to introduce this, and then we'll let you introduce the guests, the presenters.
Jerry here with Fieldstone Homes, and they have made some changes to the plat after our first discussion, and they want to discuss those and see if we're getting close or there.
Thank you. So, after our last study session, we made some changes. I think pretty much everyone was here. So this is right next to the Jordan Station apartments. It's one of their remnant parcels that they just stashed dirt on It's zoned commercial freeway right now, which being where it is, it doesn't, you know, make a lot of sense. The future land use though is mixed use high density. And so we're going to be looking to rezone it specifically for for sale townhouses. Just as a note, we are planning on removing all that fill, so it will go back to natural grade before we begin development.
Jared, I'm sorry to interrupt. Can I get your last name?
Payne, P-A-Y-N-E.
Jared Payne. Thank you.
As part of our discussion last time, there were comments that had been made pretty much centered around usable open space. And the suggestion that was made by the council members was to remove some units by the private drive where it says grass play area now. And so we removed three units there and added just a play area. There is an existing dog park, which we decided so we can keep not only that as open space, but we actually added even more than what we had talked about. We're gonna move that dog park down to the lower section. There is both a sidewalk you can see here that is existing that would be for the apartments to access the dog park, and then ours, there'll be stairs here, but and then our residents would access the dog park from that side.
So the current dog park, is that part of the Jordan Station's apartment?
Correct.
So you're going to partner with them in moving it?
Yeah. Yeah, we have an agreement with them to share the amenity because it doesn't get, I mean, even with all their residents, it doesn't get used a lot. So between our two properties, it's still, you know, it'll get used, but not enough to burden it.
So you'll have a maintenance agreement with them?
Yeah, correct. Yep, that's part of our purchase agreement with them to buy it.
So 33 units is what you're looking at.
Yes, correct. And there were questions as to how that would lay out. So we did a massing scale, so you can kind of see how the property will flow down. I know residents from across the street about another development were worried about having a monstrosity across the river. This will not absolutely, I mean, it's only gonna be townhouses, but they're gonna feather down the slope. So, and really, not only is that for aesthetics, but really what it's for is we're trying to catch grade. So we're using the foundations. Each one of these is gonna be retaining as it comes down. So the intention is really an engineering intention, but what it will do is you'll notice each one of the upper floors will have access to views up and over the building below them. So these will, the white ones here will be three stories. They'll feel like three stories, and then enter the garage on the main level. The purple ones, you'll actually enter the garage on the mid level, and then you'll have a walkout basement down below. And that's why, going back to the site plan, you'll notice that these units are a little wider, so you can have a front door next to the garage. These will be rear loaded, again, to catch grade there, with front doors out the front. Yeah, and so this is what it'll look like. I actually think staff asked us for a grading perspective, so that's more or less what it'll look. I mean, we'll still be dwarfed next to the apartments next to us, but we're not gonna be some sort of albatross for the residents across the river.
That's a really nice way to show this. Thank you.
Yeah.
I wanted to see how it lays on the land, and that's a really nice rendering.
Anybody have any questions, comments?
Yeah, I'm just coming. I feel like you addressed the things that we talked about, you know, just getting some, you know, some area for the people to use for some open space.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I mean, these are all for sale, which I think is great. So, I mean, and I think it's very creative what you've done with the your neighbor on the dog park. I think it looks good. I don't necessarily know if I have anything that, I mean, it feels like you address the things that we talked about. So okay. I don't feel like I have any objections to what I'm seeing right here.
There was one question that came up in our which didn't really pertain to ARC. And that is, there doesn't seem to be very much walkable sidewalks in between the property or around it. But we also kind of thought that there's not really that many units, so it may not be a problem. But I thought I would bring it up to see if anybody else has any questions about that. Because I think they gave that up for the more open space.
Yeah, yeah, and we're fighting, what we're fighting.
There's only so much they can do.
Yeah, the slope going down is what we're fighting. The corridors here, we have north to south pedestrian up here because it's flat. This whole section's flat, so we're not fighting anything here. It's just when we get down here. The nice thing about this is it's above, so these actually enter the you rear load it in the basement, but you enter the residence on the mid-level. So we were able to get north-south pedestrian. And then, of course, we've got it coming down, and you have to cross a road pretty much anywhere to get to a park on the other side of the road. So, yeah, and there's just not enough room, you know, to come from here to here with that grade. But,
question.
Yeah.
The grass play area, is it going to be pretty level?
Yes, very level. Yeah.
It's level.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. And then the grass play area is a darker shade of green. The rest of the green, is that going to be like natural vegetation? What kind of landscaping is that going to entail?
I don't know if we've got there. Yeah, we'll follow ordinance, whatever ordinance requires for this area.
Water-wise landscaping.
My curiosity is trees. I'd like to see you put trees in.
Trees? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a development agreement in the works, uh-huh. And our engineer who's on fall break probably could tell you exactly what that is, mm-hmm. But we'll follow ordinance, and I assume there's a...
Yeah, and you'll see the development agreement. This was one that will have a development agreement ahead of it, so it'll go to the development agreement.
Yeah.
Will this come to us again?
Yeah.
Because there's a development agreement.
Okay. So when you bring it to us again, I personally would love to see you kind of throw in where trees might be, give us a little bit of an idea, because the monstrosity the south of you is beyond ugly. We all know that. So I'd love to see that you have a little bit of, I mean, you've added the green space, kudos. Just a couple of, you know, the
that'll
trees.
That'll be part of the development agreement. It'll be in
so if you can show that visibly, that'd be great.
Okay. Yeah, I think, yeah, there'll be a landscape plan required by the development agreement. And it's probably, it could already be done, but the smarter half of us isn't here.
It's gone for fall break.
Mayor.
Yes, please.
Just looking at this, are there sidewalks following those roads? Is this just showing the curb? Is that a sidewalk?
We could. I mean, it'd probably be better to do the sidewalk on the other side of the parking stalls. But we could.
Well, I was just meaning throughout the whole kind of development. I've been visiting a lot of subdivisions in our neighborhood lately. And, you know, we went through a period where we did a lot of high density without sidewalks or sidewalks only on one side. Mm-hmm. And so what do you find? You find people walking in the middle of the road. Mm-hmm. And so that's a little bit of a concern for me if we don't have better sidewalk connectivity.
Yeah, so this whole section is flat. So I see what you're saying. It would make sense for this to extend out of the...
Yeah,
so there's ingress, pedestrian ingress and egress. Mm-hmm. So I'll make sure we just connect this around. Yeah, because this whole... I mean, I think that meets what you're... At least for this section.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
And maybe something on this other side to do if it connects... So the people here maybe can somehow loop.
And we, so this.
I know you got a hill or something you're continuing with.
It would be just straight stairs, which we're not opposed to. But this, yeah, I mean, you're catching almost from here to here about 50 feet of fall. So there'd be basically 10 stories or 5 stories of stairs. But
that'd be a lot.
This and this is 10% right here, but. It means code.
So just anything you can do to provide a little bit more.
But this makes sense to connect. Yeah, because you have connection here, but it would make sense to connect here. Which we don't show, and I'll make sure we have.
And then,
also, it's a small project.
No, it is, but it still keeps people out of the roadway. And then the driveways, are those just little stub entryways.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a parking cluster later on.
Yep. Unit 1 and 2 will have, you know, we'll be able to get cars in there.
Yeah.
Well, he brought this up in ARC. We didn't know it before when we were talking about it. They're all now two-car garages.
Yes.
Whereas before they
were. So that teenager's going to come along, or the kid that needs to come back home. Parking's going to end up being an issue in that development.
Can you fit a car in the driveway?
No. You can in unit 1 and 2.
Just unit.
Yeah.
Okay.
The rest are. Yeah.
Okay.
They're anywhere from, I think, 6+ feet.
And unless we can pass an ordinance making people actually use their garages, those nine parking stalls are already full.
Do we allow parking on this? Is that the adjacent commercial? Okay, so on this north side, there's no parking on that, is there?
Or the east side?
Is that the east side? Okay.
The commercial building owns it. It is a fire access, so the city striped half of it, and then they park on the other half.
So they're going to go.
But it's their it's their private property.
Oh, that's
other than we will be using their fire access lane. There for our you can see our secondary fire access will will connect to theirs.
I had suggested maybe some condos in there, and it looks like you decided not to do that.
Yeah, the problem with condos across the board is insurance and the end user's financing. It's just hard for buyers to get. It's just hard for buyers to get loans, and then for the developer, there's so much risk because of all the lawsuits that got during the recession that got filed in Vegas and California. The insurance companies just make it almost unprofitable. Now there is some legislation that they're trying to help unburden that, but right now it's for us. We just like single family attached and detached, and because our insurance covers it, and we did talk about it though. Mm-hmm. And I really want to do a stacked flat project, and this would be a great candidate other than the economics of it, since where land's already so expensive. You just kind
of
make
that
it
is
work.
Something the legislature's working on but hasn't figured out yet. And a lot of it they can't control because there's national. I mean, we understand that.
Yeah. They were trying to help with the mortgage side, and it's the insurance side that I think keeps a lot of developers out of that world.
Yeah, Jay's the one who blew that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions?
I have one last question.
Please go ahead.
What was your price start in point on these?
That good question. I mean, right now we're modeling starting at $550.
So they will qualify for the first time home buyer program for
But we're thinking the way this market is, we're thinking people are going to come in and they're going to end up in the mid sixes because there's just such a demand right now for people who have the money and they want to be close to transit. They want to be close to the. I mean, this is going to have amazing access to the freeway.
Oh, I understand all that. It's just trying to figure out ways to help people take advantage of the affordable.
We're with you.
Housing programs.
What's the square footage on these units?
They'll be around 1,700 to 2,100, depending on up or downhill.
Okay, that's decent. Yeah. And 3-bedroom, did you say, or 2?
Right now, all of our products are 3. But I mean, if there ever was a time to do 2, it'd be here. But these ended up because of the lot size is pretty big, especially the downhill units are pretty
nice. That's a sweet spot.
Pretty big,
Okay. Great. Thank you. Thanks for coming back.
No,
thanks for working on it.
Yes, we'll get this in front of the planning. We'll get it to staff and then get it in front of the planning commission. Hope to see you guys by the end of the year, first or next.
Thank you. There'll be a development agreement coming back.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks so much, Jared. Okay, I am now going to ask for a motion to recess our City Council study meeting and move us into executive closed session for the discussion of the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property. Can I get a motion?
So moved.
I'll second.
Thank you. And a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. The only people that we need to ask to stay are Mr. Luce. Let's see. Brian, Sunil.
Brian, Sunil, Dawn.
Dawn, Dustin. Yeah. Brian. And everybody else, thank you. And we'll see you in a bit.
So,
all right, we are back. Now that we're back in our open session, ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Putting it right where.
Second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, we are adjourned, and I will remind you.